Now it's time to say a very good morning to Peter Allam, our legal eagle and a person who knows all about the law, today talking about the SAPS. Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners out there. Lovely day again. Seems like summer's back, although it's a little bit chilly and dark in the mornings, yeah, I suppose.
Indeed.
Yes, Wayne, we're going to chat today about the South African Police Services. I've had one or two queries in the last week about people saying that the officers refuse to identify themselves. There's another one where they say that they've been refused to open a charge at the police station. They've been chased away by the policeman. So we'll chat in general about South African Police Services and cover that type of thing. Let's deal first with them chasing you away to say that you don't have a case. That is not allowed. Mm. They must take in your complaint, but in fairness as well, they are entitled to assess it and give you advice in that regard. But if you persist, they must take it. Mm. You know, they normally say to you, if there's a hit and run, for example, and you go and report it, they must take that. Yeah. They can't say, oh, but you don't know who the other driver is. Or if there's been an accident and then the person's given you a false ID, and when you get to the police station, you don't know what a name and address of the other party and that type of thing. They must open a case so that it can be investigated. So they can't chase you away just because you cannot identify the complainant. You can't, if you've had a break-in and there was a robber in your house and you go to lay that complaint, they can't say, oh, but who was it? And you can't answer that. That's not allowed. So, you know, and other instances are where they say, why didn't you bring the thief with you to the police station? It's not your duty to do that. Mm-hmm. Another one that they often do is that you go to a certain police station and they tell you that they don't have jurisdiction. That's also not allowed. It doesn't matter what station you go to, so long as you're in the area. Obviously, you can't keep a matter for a week and report something that happened in East London, in Johannesburg, yeah, a week later. You know, within a reasonable time, you must go to the police station, preferably where the crime took place. Alternatively, you can go to the a police station. So, for example, if something happens out at Cintra, there's no harm if you're working in town by to report it to Cambridge or Fleet Street instead of the newbie that we fall under. Mm, mm. So they can't refuse it on that basis. Another decision is that it's not for the officer that to make a decision, oh, that's not serious enough. You know, if you maybe had a little altercation with somebody and they slapped you or pushed you over and you want to lay a charge, it's not for the officer to make that decision. That's a decision that must be made by the prosecutors in time to come. So, you know, and also quite often you hear two people go in at the same time. There's been a little bar fight and there's a bit of alcohol involved or something. And you get to the police station and they tell you, oh, you're both drunk and go and sort it out amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need to waste our time with that. They can't do that. But it is good advice, in my opinion. Often you have little family feuds or you have a feud at a restaurant or a pub or something like that that is capable of being sorted. You know, just to mention, I know that with the show, the Ganubi show, there was one or two incidents where they took the case on, and but when it got to the courts, they said, you know, go and sort that out amongst yourselves. It's an old family fight. That'd be bad.
My goodness.
Don't bring that, and don't bring the show into disrepute and that type of thing. And they did just that. They mediated and sorted it out amongst themselves. So that is what they can do there.
Mm.
So, you know, if you do go to the police station and they do not take it on, you do have a right to report it. And I will send it both to you, that little public notice. There is a public notice regarding officers who refuse to open cases. So we will send that through to yourselves to put onto Wild Coast FM, and we'll put it onto Allam's if I haven't already done that previously when I got the complaints about a week or two ago. Other than that as well, you need to know your rights with the South African police station. I mean, policeman. What you've got there, let's take a few instances, for example. Let's say that an officer comes to arrest you. He doesn't have the right just to come to your house and say, okay, you're going to be arrested for assault or something like that.
Mm.
He must tell you the full reason for the arrest. And then if he comes along and says, oh, you assaulted Joe Soap, and He's laid a complaint, and we are not to arrest you. He is entitled to do that, so long as he's informed you what the charges are. But you must remember that you have the right to remain silent. It's not for you to give any information to the police. In fact, the best thing for you to do is say, no, I'm going to get my attorney, go with him, and make sure that you make that call not after you've been put into a cell or something like that. At the time you get to the police station, you are entitled to call for an attorney. A lawyer is entitled to be there from the outset. They cannot say to you, you're not charged yet, we're not going to call your attorney. That's not so. So with your, in this day and age, you know, I always say you should always have an attorney's number in your phone or have contact with somebody that can get an attorney immediately to send somebody. What I do is the minute I get complaints, one of us from the office makes sure that we make our way to the police station so that we're there, you know, to assist and that type of thing. Like I say, remain silent. You don't have to make any statements, and you have the right to choose your own lawyer. They also can't say to you, we're going to send somebody to you. And then, you know, you also have that 48 hours within which if you're charged and you're detained, you must be brought to court within 48 hours. Now, unfortunately, there is a little gremlin that's crept into our law in South Africa where they arrest you on a Friday, which means they can keep you Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and only take you to court on Monday, which is more than the 48 hours in some instances. That's only because the courts are not open.
Right.
But invariably, they must bring you to court within 48 hours. So, you know, they need to bring you to court on Monday, although urgent cases will allow for a bail application at the police station as well. Your attorney will know how to do that. But that also depends on what the charge against you is.
Right.
Certain of them cannot be done. You know, there are always prosecutors on call, and one can arrange for a magistrate. There's a magistrate on call as well, and you can always arrange for that as well to happen if you've been arrested, say, on a Thursday evening or Friday, and there's no chance of getting to court until the Monday. Do they have the power to arrest anybody without a warrant of arrest? You know, it's a very good question. And no, they can't. They must have a warrant of arrest unless they've seen you commit the crime or you were at the crime and they know what's happened. Somebody's pointed out, there's Peter, he shot the person that's lying dead on the floor. Then they have a right to do that with immediate effect. But other than that, no. And, you know, they also can't question you. Let's just say, for example, they stop you on the side of the road. They can't start cross-examining you and questioning you. You know, all you've got to do is give your name and address and present a driver's license if they ask for it. You know, they can be prosecuted as well for committing a crime. And you likewise, if you refuse to give them your name and address and your driver's license, you can also be charged by them for that particular crime. So if you stop, make sure that, you know, the policeman is identified and that type of thing. Another question that they ask, can they search you at a roadblock, search your vehicle, in other words, and search your body? You know, if they believe that you have something that's been used in a crime, or if they have a tip-off that you've maybe got drugs in your car, or that you've broken into a shop somewhere and the goods are in your boot, or that you have something which is intended to be used for a crime, yes, they have the right to stop you, and they have the right to search the vehicle to identify whatever you have that they believe is not right or illegal. You know, so it's not just a case of them being able to do it without any suspicion or something like that. And you're entitled to ask them why, and they must answer you, you know. Another thing that happens is, a lot of time you stop by a vehicle and you don't know if it's a police vehicle, it's an unmarked car, the policemen are in casual clothes, or so they allege that they are police, you have a right to ask them to identify themselves. So anybody wearing plain clothes, you have a right to ask for an identification document, and which will show the name and photograph. They should have a card on them. If they refuse to do that, then you have a right not to respond to them and and to tell them that you don't accept that they are police officers or on duty or anything like that. So that's very important as well. And of course, there's also, you know, there's no law to say that when they pull you over in an unmarked vehicle that you can't drive to the nearest police station. They always say drive to a petrol station or drive to the nearest police station. But make sure that you report the incident if you drive to a police, drive off to a police station, or if you drive off to a garage, then you stop and you say, but you went in a police vehicle and I was scared.
Yeah.
And, you know, and make sure that you're there where the petrol attendants are. In other words, ride onto the pumps so that the petrol attendant comes and they'll certainly listen. And yes, you are entitled to do that. There's no charge for that. You know, if you're able to show afterwards that it was an unmarked vehicle, able to show that they were in plain clothes, certainly any attorney that you phone is going to sort that out for you. There's no charge for that. The other one that's common these days is mainly traffic officers and that pull you over for speeding. So depending on what the speed is, you know, there's no such thing as a spot fine, cash spot fine or anything like that. I mean, you know, people laugh about giving chicken and cool drinks and holding up a 200 rand note and things like that. That's actually not funny. It's actually
that's illegal.
Causes corruption in our country. You know, when that happens, I hate it when I hear people that tell me, oh, that officer is so easy. If you're driving down there and he stops, you just, you know, and make sure that you've got a cool drink in the car and some fruit and veggies, and you've got a 200 rand note or a, you know, 500 rand, and you just stick it out the window, he grabs it and you move
off
on.
You go again.
That's not the point. You know, it's sad, very, very sad that that happened. But it's happening in our country. It's happening all over the world. It's not as if it's just, So, please, if you're caught speeding, you've got the consequences to bear. If you have a good excuse, you must tell the police officer straight away if you're taking somebody to hospital or if you've got the stomach runs or something like that, which is, you know, a possibility. Make sure that you're able to prove what has taken place and that you were in a hurry or that you were taking somebody somewhere. But once again, I come back and say, please don't bribe people because it just causes big hassles. And another thing that you see quite often on this, I think it's TikTok or whatever it is people being assaulted, cheeky police officers telling them that they'll do what they want to do and shouting and screaming and things like that. They're not allowed to use any force against you. They're not allowed, you know, if a police officer assaults you, you must tell a senior police officer that's there, call for the senior that's on the scene with them, and also go to the police station and lay a charge against them for assault. And then make sure, though, that you're able to back it up by seeing a doctor and getting what they will eventually call a J88, which is a medical report. So, you know, they have no right to be physical against you. And most important as well, there is no right for a female to search a male or a male to search a female. It must be of the same gender. There's no such thing as put your hands up against the car and you a female and there's a officer that comes along, a male officer, and he starts searching you from top to top, feeling all your body parts and things like that. Not allowed. Definitely out of the question. No right to do that. And like I say, they must have a reason to search you as well. It's not just stopping a roadblock and they start doing bodily checks. That's not allowed either. There must be a reason for the check. And you know, they can't arrest you as a suspect to say, oh, we think that you were part of the people that just broke into a shop down the road now. They must have evidence in that regard. It must be a reasonable suspicion. You know, it would be an unlawful arrest and you would have an action against them for unlawful arrest if they just arrested you and said, oh, we believe that you were part of a robbery that's taken place down the road. But they normally are cautious and careful, so be careful in that regard as well. You know, if the police officer comes to arrest you, like I said, you have a right to know the reason. You have the right to be treated like a proper human, taken through the system correctly. So, you know, people say, but what happens if they haven't done that? Well, you have a civil claim. And, you know, there are claims that are open daily against the police for wrongful and unlawful arrest, for assault, or false identification of a person and things like that. So they need to be cautious. Another thing that you see a lot of on TikTok and that is that people see a roadblock coming up, put their foot on the pedal, full speed, and drive through it. Don't be stupid and do something like that. You know, they can charge you with all sorts of things if you do that silly little action. And then, of course, we get back to, like I mentioned in the beginning, the main aspect over here is, are you entitled to representation? Yes, absolutely. Mm. You are entitled constitutionally to a lawyer. So if you are arrested, detained, or accused of a crime, you can immediately call for your attorney to be present with you. It's something that I suggest that everybody should have, is the number of an attorney or number of a friend who's got a contact with an attorney that can get somebody to you immediately. What happens if you can't afford an attorney? In South Africa, we have a little thing called legal aid assistance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can get a attorney to represent you from the legal aid board. They are there. It's not hiring your own attorney, but you can apply for assistance through Legal Aid South Africa. That depends on what your income is and all the rest of it. So there are criteria there. And it's not only civil cases. That's allowed in civil cases, criminal cases, labor cases, and all sorts of things like that. So there is assistance that can come from that. And then, of course, as attorneys, we are also all expected to do a bit of pro bono work. So if you've got a civil claim for damages against the police or something like that and you can't afford it, you're entitled to ask for assistance through the Law Society. Mm. The Law Society in South Africa will appoint an attorney. We all are on rosters and get assigned stuff from time to time. So, you know, you're not without assistance in circumstances like that. And then, of course, you know, also make sure that when you do a statement to the police, you're satisfied. Don't just do statements. Rather call your attorney or get assistance in that regard to make sure that you're doing the right thing or saying the right thing. You know, so often people make a statement there and then get themselves into trouble because they were scared and they just for the sake of, you know, I've had cases where people say, oh, no, we just said that we did it so that we would get bail immediately. There's no such thing. It's not acceptable. It must be done correctly, go through the proper communication situation where you are told what your rights are. You are told that you have the right to remain silent and things like that. And then, of course, there is also with the South African Police Services, you have the independent police group that look after it, IPED. So if there's something that you have a complaint against the police with, they can investigate it separately. They are not part of the South African Police Services, those people. They are independent people that work and that cover complaints against the police to make sure that they're doing things correctly. So you don't have to be scared in that regard. You can have access to what has taken place investigated on a fair and equitable basis if you feel that you've been dealt incorrectly. So, you know, officers that refuse to open cases, where they say you can't identify the suspect, where they say you haven't brought the suspect with you to the police station, that type of thing is nonsense. Those complaints are serious enough to warrant an independent assessment of it. You know, the position is there. A complaint must be taken on. The SAPS member must interview the complainant and to see what the specific crime is and what it warrants. But also don't get funny at the police station. If they tell you that they don't think it's good enough, ask them just to give you a reason. Ask them to put it in writing. Invariably, they'll do that, you know. So you've got the community service center as well, which is another branch where complaints can be made. And there, they'll listen to you. They'll take a full statement. They're very active in areas. I remember that at one stage, Grahamstown students used that community service center to a great extent. The students at the varsities and colleges up there were fully aware of where their community service center was and utilized that. And you had a lot of advocates and attorneys that assisted them there as well. So, you know, you have a place to go and complain to. And you know, there is a section that allows for complaints against the police. And the station commander becomes responsible for his workers. So it's not something that's just left alone. You also sadly get a lot of abuse. You know, especially, I know that there's a necessity for protection orders and the like, harassment orders, but you also get people that abuse them, sadly, and people are locked up and then they are thrown out within a day or two, or when the people get to court because it's found to have been nautical and that type of thing. Right. So you really need to be careful and cautious in that regard as well, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically it, Wayne, on your rights with the South African Police Services. You know, don't be scared, call for help, know your rights, basically.
And also, I think just maybe use a bit of common sense and look at your case and say, but look, you know, am I not maybe wasting the time of the police? But at the same time, if you approach them in a good civil way, they would say to you, Mr. X, you know, this is actually either not really a serious case, or have you tried X, Y, and Z, you know, before actually laying charges? You know, that you're not using the police to kind of, you know, play petty games with the noisy neighbors or something silly like that.
There's a lot of abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there are two things that you must bear in mind there, like you've just said now. One, they only have a job to do. They are human like we are. So they will try and reason what complaint is, what is happening, and try and sort it out.
Yeah.
So treat them with respect. I always say, make sure, you know, you get people that have had a few too many to drink. They get stopped at a roadblock and they shout and scream and don't realize what it is. Keep your mouth shut. There's a reason for you being stopped. It could be just an ordinary roadblock. You could be driving recklessly and somebody reported you, or they were traveling behind you. So don't start shouting and screaming at them. Like I say, they're only human like you are. And then you gain respect from them. With what you give them is what you're going to get back. That's the main thing
as
well.
Right. No, that makes a whole lot of sense. And Peter, if somebody does need legal advice, maybe they've been tangled up in something and they need advice, maybe they've had an encounter with the police, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, get us at 6 Sansom Road, the little side street where Pep Stores is in Deborah Avenue, number 6. 0437211018. I repeat that, 0437211018. Or they'll find us on Wild Coast FM, and they'll find us on Facebook under Allams. Add a S to our surname, Allams. And they'll find all the info there.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and look forward to chatting again next week.
Super. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter.